listen to me.
No, then
people like you are looking at teacher education program for improvement is also what thing we would like to see. So hence, MHRD has commissioned Tata Institute of Social Sciences in Mumbai as an external evaluator. And then they have their own internal evaluation which they have conducted. Now, for this external evaluation, we are here, madam.
Gents lecturer Krishnamurthy Mathiniyari.
He puts on sir.
Puts on you. He get to know the
types
of course.
Krishnamurthy sir. This is for your reference, this letter. Could it? It's original saying. And then this one I think goes to the office copy. You can have a look at it and then
not mention CTE, but
I would. Here they forgot to mention CTE, but this CS, this we are supposed to go to
CTE
diets as well as the IAS. Also we are going. And then the nodal officer is from DSERT. And then he told us, we will directly call the principals and then inform them because the person who typed this could not mention the this one. Therefore, this is perfectly fine. So just for your reference, so that we can give it to hand.
Okay.
Seating faculty.
You have collected information, no?
Yes, sir. This is an evaluation of the centrally sponsored scheme from 2012 to 2017. Yes, sir.
You have two copies of this.
Both of us can keep them. But I want to write in a white sheet somewhere.
Yes, good.
If principal comes soon, you can talk to him. I will continue talking to him. Please do. Right now, both of you. Okay. Madam, your name, madam?
I think you better
know. No, both of you.
I am Molly Varghese. Molly, M-O-L-Y.
M-O-L-Y.
V-A-R-G-H-E-S-E.
V-A-R-G-H-E-S-E.
Yeah. Tutor. ELTC.
ELTC.
GCTE.
CTE. CTE. Okay. And then you have been here for 11 years.
Yes.
Sir, your good name, sir?
K.K. Puttaswamy.
K.K. Puttaswamy.
K.K. Puttaswamy.
Senior lecturer.
Okay.
Lecturer, not senior lecturer. Only lecturer. Okay, senior in the diet and matra senior.
Okay. Ili, CT in the Ladiro Dilwa, sir?
CT in only lecturer, madam.
Only lecturer. Yare adrono?
Madam.
Madam, you are a tutor and you lecturer. You are
a I don't belong to like CTE as such. I am only a wing of CTE. That is, ELTC was a separate wing. Now it is merged with CTE.
Okay.
ELTC was a separate wing. Some 15 years back.
Okay.
Till some 15 years back. And after that it got merged with CTE.
But still, why you are not considered called a lecturer?
Because I have the qualification of a high school. I am appointed as a high school teacher.
Okay.
Then I got trained in RIE, Bangalore.
Okay.
To train the high school, in-service high school teachers. We do give training to in-service high school teachers.
Okay.
There used to be a lot of programs for in-service teachers previously when it was an independent body. And now after it got merged with CTE, the trainings and the programs and the college, the institution takes up itself separate. Now they won't give us separately. It is the responsibility of the institution, CTE. Previously, the English training was the responsibility of ELTC. Now it is not like that. So we
are actually like any other faculty.
Now, I work here, I teach B.Ed students, I take the method of B.Ed students, handle the method and as well as all the other activities.
But where do you get the salary from?
ELTC, that's same.
Separate head is there, madam, for ELTC.
For ELTC people, still it exists like that.
Yeah.
Though it is merged,
yeah,
it is still, exists.
Still separate.
Is there in the CTE.
And how were you appointed, sir?
Madam, actually we are class 1 officers.
we will work as DOs in the talukas.
Okay.
So when we deputed here as lecturers,
okay.
So we supposed to teach the classes.
Okay.
Actually, we were appointed as headmasters, class 2 CADA.
Uh-huh.
Afterwards, we got promotion.
Okay.
Then it is class 1 CADA.
Okay.
From BO.
Okay.
So when we go there, we work as BO. If we come to the DIELTS and CTEs, we work as lecturers and senior lecturers.
Sir, what is your number of years of experience as of now?
24.
Of these 24 years, how many times were you transferred?
4 times.
And how many times have you become BO?
BO one time.
Which did you? Which
I appointed as high school headmaster. I worked as high school headmaster for 8 years.
There are
BOs. For 8 years I worked as headmaster.
Okay.
So, these are also lecturers, madam.
Okay, hello sir.
Shiv Kumar, Chinmay Gowda, Krishnamurthy.
Okay.
Hello, madam.
Hello.
So, we represent...
So, we are from NCRT.
MHRD and then
MHRD,
Tata Institute of Social Sciences.
Sir,
you were telling once you were transferred as a BA, would you like to continue as a, which do you prefer, sir, if you are given a choice, touch which you want, and the suppose we ask you, whether you want to be a BEO or lecturer?
Now I choose.
That's individual interest, madam.
That's why, which one would you choose? That's why I asked you.
Now I choose this BEO.
Okay. But what is the advantage of being a lecturer?
Many of us like to work as BEOs.
What is the advantage, sir? Being a lecturer versus BEO? What is the difference?
No, advantage is different, madam. Interest is different.
No, will you tell me about the advantage. Let us talk about the interest later. What are the advantages of being a lecturer?
How can we tell the advantage?
They will have independent powers, madam.
There, administration and academic is there.
Okay.
BO. Here only academic.
Okay. Then what else? Sir? Whatever you think.
Then I worked as the EO, Akshara Dasoha.
Okay.
For 4.5 years.
Okay.
Then in SSA I worked as assistant project coordinator for 4.5 years. BO for 2.5 years.
Okay.
Here I working as lecturer for 6 years.
Okay.
6 years.
Sir, we would like to very much interested in understanding the difference between the advantages of being a lecturer or a BO, vice versa.
There are no advantages, madam. Only thing is, it is the purely administrative post, BO post. So, entire taluk will be under the control of the BO.
Okay.
He has to look after the teacher's appointment, teacher's recruitment, teacher's training, deputations. He has to look the entire taluk.
Okay.
Up to primary and high schools.
Okay.
Primary and high schools administration.
Okay.
And he has to look after the academic also there. But here only teaching.
Okay.
Rather than teaching, no work. And teaching and training for service teachers.
In what way the BEOs are involved in CTE, sir? Do you people keep meeting the BEO?
Yes, for what purpose?
Definitely. What is that linkage? BEO versus
when we cover the teachers for training, in service teachers. We request the BEOs to deput the high school teachers and high school teachers especially to the CTE. So they will deput.
Sir, so, I want to just, I'll just stop in between.
Okay,
sir.
Okay.
When you are deputing, when this BEO deputes a teacher for the training, what criteria do they see? On what basis does the BEO select that ABC should attend the training? Anything is there?
Nothing like that. Subject wise we call for the training, sir.
Okay.
Mathematics teachers means they will send only mathematics teachers for the math training.
Okay.
Science teachers means they will send only science teachers for the science training.
What about the number of teachers? Is there any limitation? Like
if
what?
We need a 50, they will select
50 members.
They will select
according to the research.
That I want to know. What is that selection criteria? I want to know.
That they have to do. Most of the time they
follow. No, what is that selection criteria? If I have to choose 50 teachers, do you tell? Give the criteria, or will the BO decide the criteria? Who decides the criteria?
Sometimes we will send the name list also, madam. Sometimes.
On wait, one basis you will send the name list?
Instruction will come.
Nowadays, we are supposed to give training to almost all the teachers.
Okay.
Batch wise.
So, if a training is assigned means, that training should be given to every teacher.
Okay.
So, mathematics teacher means, every mathematics teacher should get the prescribed training.
Okay.
So, that is the criteria. So in that case, so he will deput almost all the mathematics teachers, almost all the Kannada teachers, like that the training will be
We see that in turn, 2-3 batches we conduct, in turn all the teachers will be covered. We have to see that.
Sir, you were wanted to tell something. Name list.
No, sometimes we will send name list also. Okay. We will select.
We maintain the list.
Okay.
We will have the
so
list.
You will have the list of all list high schools. Is it only private aided and government or even unaided?
No, government also? Only.
Government and aided.
Not unaided, sir.
Not unaided. Preferably government and aided. Not unaided.
Sometimes we do call no.
Unaided. First preference will go
government.
Sometimes higher order will come. We have to.
Higher order means from where do you get this order, sir?
Yes.
From DSRT.
Okay. Yesterday we were in DSRT. Sir, from CPI also you'll get sometimes.
Maybe when the target is not reached, in that case we welcome them also.
Okay.
And aided school teachers.
Okay.
First priority will be given to the government school teachers.
Okay. Sir, I would like to just understand when the target is not reached means, could you kindly elaborate?
Yes, madam.
What does it mean,
so,
sir?
Every year, DSRT will give us the target.
Huh.
For this much of teachers, we have to provide training.
Okay.
So, when that target is not reached, in that case, we are supposed to receive the teachers from the aided school teachers.
Okay. So, that means the number of teachers. For example, just now we saw some mathematics teachers who have come now. So how many teachers is your target now for that maths training which is going on now?
No, that is going on in the diet.
Diet is conducting B.Ed. training. They said they were all high school teachers. Then could you kindly tell me, sir? See, there is diet and there is CTE. And then, do diet cover different schools and CTE cover different schools, or is it the same high school? Can you also call them for maths training, the same group of teachers?
Madam, till the last year, actually we are supposed to give training for high school teachers only.
Okay.
So they were supposed to give training for the primary school teachers.
Correct.
But this year, some trainings have been assigned to the diets.
Oh.
So that training we are not going to give.
There is no repetition.
No.
But this year, so we are not in a position to give the training for the in-service teachers because we have two batches, first year and second year. Four units we are having.
So it's for the B.Ed. courses, in-service,
pre-service.
Okay, I got it.
So we have to manage that also.
Okay.
So we have some constraints.
Like what, sir? What
are the rules? No rules. We are conducting both in-service and pre-service training. And even staff. Second year students and some of us will be here to take the first year classes. So that is why, so we are in shortage of the person. That is why we are not in a position to conduct in-service teachers training. Maybe that training will shifted to the diet, I think.
Sir, could you kindly excuse me? I'll just introduce ourselves to the principal. We just spoke to him over phone. Sorry, sir, in your absence, we thought we'd make use of this. This was also part of this.
Oh, yeah.
So we thought we'll talk to the senior teachers. Okay.
He's the right person, in fact.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm Sumana.
Yes, I'll talk to you.
Yes.
Can you give that letter to him? Sir, it so happened yesterday we met Mr. Manjuna, the nodal officer. And then he told us he will directly call because the person who typed this letter made a small mistake. She wrote only diet and forgot to mention IAs and CTEs. But the MHRA letter could be emailed to you if you want for your reference. We could do that. From the MHRD, whatever the letter we have received, we could definitely mail to you. It goes like this, that our plan for today is, whenever you give me time, we are here today and tomorrow. We are going to visit you and then Diet Mysore as well as Diet Chamrajnagar. This is our broad plan for 2 days. And today since we have having come here, Two things quickly we could get information. That is, we can talk to the lecturers for another, maybe it takes about another 15-20 minutes maximum. We can finish it. And then she said some students have gone for the...
No, all the secondary students.
Some of the students are very close by.
That's what I mean.
So since we are supposed to meet at least 3 or 4 students
and of second year also,
and then Sumana is here, we can meet the first year students also. But actually, morning we attended the assembly when we came. It was a wonderful experience for us. We enjoyed that. Omkar was very nice. So she will do that. Then in between, and then Sumana, you could just tell when would you want to get this? Yeah, okay, Sumana, if you can explain to sir what you want to do, I can continue with this interview so that we can wisely use. Would you mind? We are sitting here, or should we? Can we sit here, sir?
Definitely.
Thank you.
So, you want me to conduct parallel interviews, or how should we do?
Unless you have any, according to his convenience only.
Okay.
According to his convenience, because I have one more voice recorder, you can use it.
Okay.
Sir, please put for you, sir. Please. Madam, if you can come to us. Sir, I will take this forum back actually. But the next question is what you have to idea. So that is reference. But I will fill up this.
Student teacher.
ಕ್ಲಾಸ್ ರೂಮ್ ಇಸ್ ಫ್ರೀ
ಸುಮ್ಮನೆ
ಪಾಸ್ ಪಾಸ್.